Tony, tell us where you come from.
Actually, I come from Central Valley of California, a city called Fresno. I grew up in a town just outside of Fresno called Clovis. We're mainly known for our agriculture, but no beaches or anything like that like you would think in California where I'm from.
You have to drive to get there, that's for sure.
Yep.
Tony, you are coming in talking about addiction recovery. Now, when you were growing up in California and you had some time, a portion in your life, there came a time when you became addicted to some substance abuse. Tell us about that.
As a young kid, I was an athlete. That was kind of where I spent most of my time, was playing sports and traveling for sports or school sports. Didn't really matter what the sport was. So it kind of kept me out of trouble, so to speak. And as I went through my years of schooling and I got towards the end of my regular schooling, which was my senior year in high school, I started to experiment with other things like alcohol and smoking weed. And those things actually were what opened the door for me to kind of experiment along with everybody else. The prescription painkillers and the prescription medications. And at the time, you know, I didn't realize that those medications were just as bad as some of the street medications that we were taught about when we were young kids. You know, we had the DARE program when I was in intermediate school, and they told you about, you know, heroin, methamphetamines, crack cocaine, but they didn't tell you about doctor prescribed medications and that those doctor prescribed medications were basically mimicking what, you know, cartels were making or what the street drugs were doing. They were just packaged differently. We thought that they were safe, but they had the same grips that the street drugs had. And once I got myself into prescription painkillers, you know, that was really when I saw addiction take a strong turn in my life, and it became something that I needed every single day, and I was willing to do whatever it took to get them.
Tony, obviously you had reached a point where you were able to turn your life around, and what led to that?
I'm a very spiritual person today, and I had quite the spiritual experience on January 21st, 2007. I was homeless at that point, borrowing clothes or wearing the same clothes for weeks at a time, not getting showers, living out of hotels, sleeping on the street, you know, just at the complete bottom of, you know, life and what addiction can do to a person outside of, you know, death. And I had a spiritual experience, and that spiritual experience woke me up, so to speak. I was arrested on January 22nd, 2007, and began my prison sentence 30 days later, which was 2 years in the California state prison system. And that entire time that I was in prison, I really just focused on developing that spiritual relationship with a power greater than myself. And through that, I felt a strong calling to get back on my bicycle and race BMX, start a program for kids, which would develop into my nonprofit organization called the Free Will Project. And public speaking is also a big part of that calling. I felt like I was supposed to get out of prison and get my life in order and tell people about these experiences that I went through as a result of prescription painkillers and drug use, and try to save, you know, just one person from making those same mistakes that I did. So it's absolutely 100% spiritual experience that turned me around. Younger kids, especially when you're talking about middle school, they're still really impressionable. And so there's this focus that needs to be more on, you know, you are who your friends are. You're going to go the same direction that your friends go. So watch the company that you keep, because the company that you keep is going to influence the choices you make. When you're talking about a high school crowd, you're now talking about kids that have, in most cases, decided what direction they're going to be, who they're going to hang out with. And now it is one choice will change the rest of your life. I know this because I experienced it. And there's lots of choices, not just substance abuse, that can change your life. And that's really what's cool about my message is, yes, there's this large focus on drugs and how drugs can affect you, but I put my message out there in a way that it reaches the kid that's never going to use drugs, but may make a choice in some other area that could change the rest of their life. And then obviously in college, it's, you know, again, an emphasis on choices and an emphasis on, you know, using your gifts and using your gifts to its greatest potential. And I know this from personal experience, because once I got my life in order, that was when I really started utilizing the gifts that were given to me. I didn't ask for these gifts. and making sacrifices so that I could see these gifts reach their entire potential. And that was, you know, what really has allowed me to be as successful as I am today. And so I really try to push that into the college kids is, you know, sacrifice more, sharpen your craft, and utilize your gifts because they're special and they can take you places that you want to go.
Thanks, Tony.